Welcome back to the Jason Rantz Show. No counties here in the state will roll back or move forward for at least the next 2 weeks.
This means all counties for the next 2 weeks will stay in the current phase that they're in this morning. At the end of the two-week pause, we will evaluate the metrics at that time. The number of cases per 100,000, the hospitalizations.
So obviously good news that no county is going to move backwards. Obviously, we didn't expect anyone to move forwards. But where does that leave a lot of the counties that are trying to figure out exactly what their future holds? What does it mean for the businesses? Joining us on the line to try to talk through this all is Kent Mayor Dana Ralph. It's been a while, Mayor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for giving us some time.
So on the one hand, good news. We didn't want anyone to move backwards. But on the other hand, do you have any idea what the future holds and what the governor is even looking at?
No. So, yes, I want to celebrate the good news that we are not going backwards. That is, it's good for our communities and our economies. The struggle is much like our businesses at the local level. We're not clued in to what the plan is. So it leaves us in another two-week window of, you know, just sort of being in limbo, and that's also a struggle.
What is it like on the ground as far as the numbers? Are you seeing an increase in hospitalizations to the point where area hospitals are being overrun?
To my knowledge, we are not seeing that kind of, you know, that hospitals are close to capacity. I think, you know, we've seen some blips in infection rates, but I'm not seeing that we're running out of capacity.
So, you know, we heard the governor today. The first question that was asked was whether or not local governments can gain more control. Whether we're talking about the local health agencies or the mayor's offices, the county councils, the county executives. And his answer, rambling on, was that the county governments would prefer that the state government have the control. Is that your preference, or would you like to have more control?
So obviously I can't speak for the county. At the local level, I would at least like to be more in a part of the conversation. I'm the buck stops here with the mayors in the cities. And so we're the ones that are getting the questions and the how comes, when are we going to kind of questions. And it's hard for me to look at people and say, I have absolutely no idea, because at the end of the day, people don't necessarily believe that either.
Well, the trend that I've been hearing from a lot of folks in cities, you know, mid-size and small, is that they don't have a say in anything, that the mayor's office, his staff, isn't communicating at all. So what is the level of communication between the city of Kent and the governor's office?
In this round of decision-making, there has been none. We have sort of one-off every once in a while phone calls where a group of mayors will be on and we get an update, but we're not at the decision-making table at all.
What should it be? What should it look like in a perfect world? Because obviously, you know, most mayors, including big city mayors, don't just get to pick up the phone and get the governor on at any point.
I think that it should be an active conversation and engagement with cities. We know what's happening in our cities best. I can tell you exactly where, you know, the concerns of the businesses, the concerns of the residents, what they need, and just being able to give them a heads up on. I think there was a question today about what about giving folks a heads up, and the answer was something about making a decision when a decision is made. And the reality is, these decisions aren't made overnight, and it would be nice to have some input in that.
Kent Mayor Dana Ralph joining us on the line. We're talking about the two-week pause that the governor announced earlier today. We don't really know what that means beyond the obvious of a two-week pause. We don't know what arbitrary numbers he's looking at. And I say that not necessarily to be snarky, because we understand that the numbers he looks at will be arbitrary. They're, by definition, they have to be arbitrary, because we're coming up with the numbers, you know, in an arbitrary fashion by design. There's no specific science to this. But at some point, Mayor Ralph, do you need to have a better idea as to what he's looking at to have a better sense of when we can reopen? you know, he made a point about relinquishing some of this power of when people, you know, when we hit that vaccination rate. But he doesn't tell us what the vaccination rate he's looking at.
That's where I'm hearing the biggest frustration from my residents and my businesses, is that we've got everything's an unknown. And I'm hearing frustrations like, you're telling us to get vaccinated, but you're also telling us that it doesn't matter because we're going to stay closed, wear your mask, social distance. And I think just a very candid conversation, like you just said, we don't know. So we're doing our best. We're going to figure it out. We're committed to moving forward. And I think now it's just the fear is that maybe we're not seeing that strength and commitment of moving forward. How do we make this work? How do we get to yes, and how do we get to open?
Speaking of vaccinations, what does it look like on the ground right now in Kent? Are you seeing the same general hesitancy that we're seeing, not even just across the state of Washington, but across the country?
I think that King County, countywide, is a little bit higher than the state. I know we do have open appointments at the Showare Center for vaccinations. So as a city, we are communicating with our residents and asking them to please consider getting vaccinated, working, you know, with our community in getting that word out. But we've got to do it collectively, and then there has to be a reward at the end of that. And the reward is hopefully opening back up.
Well, and shouldn't some of the reward also be, when you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside? I mean, even just something basic like that, a message that is just not being sent locally or nationally. The idea that people are wearing a mask while alone outside, having been vaccinated, makes no sense to me.
We were so pleased to see the messaging from the CDC that said, if you're outside, you don't need to wear a mask. Because that is the reward. You're exactly right. If people need to see that there's something that's changing. And we in Kent, we've been big proponents of masking. We've passed them out to our community in a big way. But moving forward, there has to be an end, and the end has to be getting us, you know, enjoying the outdoors, or when you're driving your car or walking down the street, not having a mask on.
So in the next 2 weeks, leave us with the message you want the governor to hear when it comes from the city of Kent and some of the other mid-sized cities all across the state of Washington. What does he have to understand from your perspective?
I think the biggest thing is that we would like to be engaged in the conversation, and we have to really start to balance, and as we should be doing, you know, from the beginning of this pandemic, that these decisions have real consequences, and the real consequences are businesses shutting down, people losing faith that getting vaccinated makes a difference. I think the message becomes counter at some point. And that we've got to figure out a way to move us forward. And when do we set the, you know, when do we figure out what is the acceptable level of risk? Coronavirus is here, and we have to figure out how to manage it going forward so that we can start to resume a normal economy and normal lives.
And that was a big part of a pretty significant and lengthy New York Times piece of public health experts and saying, look, that's what the consensus of scientists and medical experts are saying, of it's here. We're not actually going to hit herd immunity. It's going to effectively be treated like the traditional flu, which is some sort of tragic irony, I think, to that message. But, you know, that's the reality of the situation, and that's how it's going to have to be mitigated. So we're going to have to start to shift our thinking there a little bit. We've been talking with Kent Mayor Dana Ralph. Thank you so much for stopping by. As always, really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rantz Show. Really do appreciate it. Still got a lot more of the show coming up when we come back on KTTH.